the media is aggravating the situation because it suits the media. But I don't think I mix with many people here in the area and outside the area, and it's not a major thing. And the feedback I get is, we don't care if you drop city as long as we want to wake up in the morning, Saturday morning, go to see the match, quality football, and see the top players, some of the top players in the world, playing football in our backyard. So it is not, I don't see, from real life, I don't see it's a big issue really.
But there are those, obviously, you're aware, because it faces you through most home games when the banners appear and the chants start. There are those who are very passionate about the fact that they want to avoid becoming Hull Tigers.
Yes, they can have it if they want, but it is a minority. But normally the minority shout louder, and I don't go by that. I go by the majority, normally I silent. And you know this from many, many examples. You remember many years ago when the Arthur's Cargill and the minority of miners, they killed it for the mining industry and I was gone. But you'll find that the minority is still living well. But the majority lost the mining industry. I don't go by that. I go by the majority.
How do you know it's the majority?
I tell you how, because I go around in many lectures and many speeches people say more or less, I haven't really met more than two in the last 2 months who say they would rather keep the name and be play conference. I've heard two people saying that. Luckily, they're only two. But if the majority say that, no harm done. Just as soon as I know it is the majority and it is not the majority, then I go. I go with a smile. We are unique. Hull Tigers Club is a unique in the Premier. We are the only club that I'm not forcing the issue. Owners are not forcing the issue. I'm here to save the club and manage the club for the benefit of the community. It will never, ever be the other way around. Take it from me. Will never be the other way around, that the community manage it for me. No. But the community can say, go away, and I promise to go away within 24 hours. And that's unique in the football industry. Not many owners will respond. You tell them go, I go.
So you said the choice is between being Hull City and potentially a club at non-league level, or Hull Tigers and a club at Premier League level. Is that?
No, not necessarily. The choice is what the majority of the, not only majority of the fans and everybody concerned. You have many establishments who are important for them to have a Premier League club. Hull University, for example, the 20% extra applications for when you're Premier League. Many students want to come to university where Premier League football. Middle management, doctors, professionals will be more prepared to move to a city with Premier League football club.
The only way to keep a Premier League football club is to change the name?
No, it's my decision to change or not to change for the benefit of the club. I'm a businessman, I decide. And if my decision is wrong, I pay. If you want to decide instead of me, you're most welcome. On the basis that, you pay.